Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Yudalid, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. Simen Kuf Yudalid, Din Haskoras HaRuach V'Geshem V'Tal. The halachas of mentioning in our Shmona Esrei, Masha V'Ruach, Morat HaGeshem, and Morat HaTal. Sif Aleph. Maschilim Loimar B'Vroch HaShniya, Masha V'Ruach U'Morat HaGeshem, V'Tfilas Musif Shel Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. We begin to include in our second bracha of Shmona Esrei, the sentence Mashiv HaRuach U'Morat HaGeshem, that the Ibn Shalom makes the winds blow and brings down the rain, in Musaf Davening of the last day of Sukkos, referring specifically to Shmini Atzeres. V'ein poskin atfilas Musaf shal yontif harishon shal Pesach. And we continue to say Mashiv HaRuach U'Morat HaGeshem all the way through Musaf of the first day of Pesach. So we begin in Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and we go until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkatan Al, Bevacha Shnia. In the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, Bipnei Sheyesh Ba Tchias HaMesim. The second bracha of Shmona Esrei discusses Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead. Va'akashamim Heim Chayim Le'olam Kitzchias HaMesim. Rain gives life to the world similar to Tchias HaMesim. And therefore, the appropriate place to mention this, Shevach of Hashem, is in the second bracha of Shmona Esrei. Sivkatan Beis, Betfilas Musaf V'chulu. We begin to say Mashiv HaRuach in the Musaf Davening of Shmini Atzeres. V'hoye ra'ui l'haskir l'ratzos l'fnei Hashem Yisprach m'yontif harishon shel chag. Really, it would have been proper to mention Mashiv HaRuach U'Morat HaGeshem, to find favor before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, already from the first day of Sukkos. Sheni doinen boi alamayim, because on Sukkos we are being judged for water, specifically for rain. Elefisha agashamim heim simen klola b'chag haSukkos. However, the Gemara teaches us that rainfall on the Yontif of Sukkos is a sign of a curse. She efshar leisha b'sukkah b'shas hageshem, because we can't sit in the sukkah when it's raining. Therefore, ein maskirim hageshem adavor shivis yimei shishiva b'sukkah. We don't mention Morat HaGeshem until we've finished the 7 days of the sitting in the sukkah. So on Shmini Atzeres, when we don't sit in the sukkah anymore, that's when it would be appropriate to say Morat HaGeshem. V'ra'ui hoya min adin lahaschil lahaskim miyad b'leil yontif ha'achron. Really, it would have been fitting to begin Mashiv HaRuach U'Morat HaGeshem already by Mariv, the night of Shmini Atzeres. Elefi shebet filas arvis ein kol ha'om b'beis ha'knesses. But since when we daven Mariv, not everyone is in shul. Nimtza zeh masker v'zeh ein masker. So the one who's in shul is going to say it, the one who's not in shul is not going to say it. Ve'yasu agudos agudos, and you'll get groups and groups of yidden doing different things. And that's not good. And therefore we wait for the morning. V'lama ein maskirin b'shachris. So why don't we begin Morat HaGeshem b'shachris? Yesha kasvu some right. V'nei she'osu l'haskar ha'geshem an she'yachris ha'shiach tzibur or ha'shamish b'kol rom. Morat HaGeshem kodem atfilo. We're not supposed to mention Geshem, we're not supposed to mention Morat HaGeshem in our own davening until the Sheikh Tzibur or the Shamish, the Gabbai, will announce Morat HaGeshem before we begin to daven. Ukelkamei, as we will learn. V'zei efshar l'hachris b'shachris. Now you can't do that in the morning. Neshet tzarech lismaku l'tfilo. We have to put the brach of Gal Yisrael together with Hashem Tzvasei Tiftach. So therefore we wait until Musaf. The Otam Acher Ayin Betaz, there's other reasons looking at the Taz. Vim Tov Ihiske Mashiv Ruach U'Morat HaGeshem B'Mariv Shal Shmini Atzeres O B'Shachris. If someone in fact made a mistake and did say Morat HaGeshem by Mariv of Shmini Atzeres or Shachris, Eino Chozer, he does not go back to repeat in order to fix up his mistake. So it's not really a mistake. Sifkon Gimel At Filas Musaf. This will continue until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Hatam dein poskim be'erev hu gam ken kanal. The reason we don't stop Mashiv HaRuach U'Morat HaGeshem already by Mariv the first night of Pesach is for the same reason. Shlo yedav ma'orev b'nei. We don't want confusion among the people. Shezeh masker v'zeh ina masker. The people in shul aren't going to say it. The people at home will say it. So therefore, we don't stop by Mariv. Aval at the poskim Musaf. Now that we wait until Musaf to stop saying it, Yidu HaKol Adi HaShiach Tzibur, everyone will know what to do because of the Sheikh Sibur, O HaShamish, or the Shamish, the Gabbai, Shemachris Koydin Tfilas Musaf, he'll announce before the beginning of Musaf, Morid HaTol. Shachrozes Haskaras HaTal, as soon as he announces to mention Tal, Simen Hulehem, this is a sign for them, Lafsakas Haskaras HaGeshem Oid, not to mention any more Morid HaGeshem. Vizehu Leminik Sfarad, this works fine for the Minik Sfarad, Shenagin Loimah Morid HaTol, B'mokom Morid HaGeshem Mosachamo. Their meaning is to say Mor HaTol instead of Mor HaGeshem in the summer months. Aval b'medino seinu she'enu agen lo'im Mor HaTol b'mos HaChamo. But in our lands, we don't have the meaning of saying Mor HaTol in the summer. V'efshar l'hachriz b'loshen zeh, so we can't announce Mor HaTol. U'l'hachriz l'hedya she'yivsku mi'lo'im Mor HaGeshem, and to make an announcement openly, let's stop saying Mor HaGeshem, gab kein ein nachon, that's also improper. It almost appears as if you don't want the rain and you're unhappy with the rain. Al derech she'amru, like Chazal teach us, ein mispalim al rov tova. We never daven when Hashem gives us too much good. Al kein pasuk Rama b'sif gimel. Therefore, there are more paskins in sif gimel. Shenohagin shlo lahafsik milahaskir geshem atfilas mincha. That our minhag is to continue to say morid hageshem in the silent recitation of Musaf on the first day of Pesach, and we won't say it by Mincha. Shlolahafsik minahask geshmat tfilas mincha. We won't stop saying Mor HaGeshem until Mincha. Mincha will be the first time that we omit Mor HaGeshem. Sheshamu kvar mishiach tzibah shepasik with tfilas Musaf, because everyone heard the Sheikh Tzibah leave it out when he did Chazaras HaShatz of Musaf. Al betfilas Musaf kol hakahal v'gam Sheikh Tzibah maskim HaGeshem betfilas Lachash. But in the actual silent recitation of Musaf, everyone and the Sheikh Tzibur will say Morid HaGeshem. Kedei shlo yiyah dov me'urav bein HaTzibur, that it shouldn't be a conflict within the Tzibur of some doing one way, some doing the other. V'im toh b'marav shal pesach ol b'shachros u'musaf. And if someone made a mistake, whether it's marav the first night of Pesach, or shachros, or musaf, for lo hizkev ma'ashav ruach Morid HaGeshem, and he did not mention Morid HaGeshem, the Kuli Alma Ein Echazer, everyone agrees he does not go back and repeat. Se'if Beis. Asur Lahaskir HaGeshem at Sheyachris HaShliach Tzibur. It is forbidden for the Tzibur to mention in their silent Shmoneh Esrei Morid HaGeshem until they hear the announcement from the Shliach Tzibur. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah, Sefkot and Dalet, Asur Lahaskir V'chulu, where it's a little meaning to say, Afilu HaTzibur Shemespal and Tfilas Musaf, even the tzibur that's davening musaf, asur lahaskir geshem, may not mention Morid HaGeshem, im lo hichus ha-sheikh tzibur or ha-shamish kodan tefilo, unless the sheikh tzibur or the gabbai announced it before the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. The k'moshim ha-fayish ramah, like the ramah explains. V'chein ha-sheikh tzibur gam kin lo yaskir rak eshem espal b'kol rom. And also sheikh tzibur would not mention Morid HaGeshem in his silent Shmoneh Esrei, but rather only in the loud Shmoneh Esrei, in the Chazaras HaShatz, if it wasn't announced beforehand. Kivin shlo huchus mikardu atfila. Since it wasn't announced beforehand, the Sheikh Tzibur was like everyone else. He will not mention Morid HaGeshem in the silent Musaf. He'll only mention it in the Chazaras HaShatz. Umikom alkom b'di evid. Im omer echad b'kolrom b'toch tfila so Morid HaGeshem. However, b'di evid, if they did not announce Morid HaGeshem before the beginning of the Musaf, and someone davening the silent Musaf says real loud during his silent Musaf, it's not silent, he says real loud, Morid HaGeshem, Afshar Osir Lasus Kein, now it's wrong to do that. Shar Lo Shama Min HaShatz, it's not like he heard it from the Sheikh Tzibur or the Gabbai. Mikomokol Mutarm HaShomim LaHaskir B'Tfilosom. However, those who hear him are allowed to say Morid HaGeshem in their silent Musaf. The Zugufa Kachrozidomi, the fact that one person said it out loud, makes it like an announcement. Ken Kosev Achai Odom, so writes the Chai Odom. Venerly, and it seems to me, Demozachu Geshem Betfila Zo in Tzrichin Lachzor, that if they did not mention Morid HaGeshem in this Musaf, where they didn't announce it beforehand, this one person said it loud, in such a case, if one did not say it, he does not have to go back. The Yesh Poskim Shesoyim Dachroz Lo Mikri Elam Kein Shehuchas Kern Tfila. Because there are Poskim who hold that an announcement means you make an announcement before the beginning of the davening, not during the Musaf. Or if they hear the Chazar Sashatz, where the Sheikh Tzibur says Geshem, Shehisker Geshem, so that is enough to warrant for everyone from now on to mention Geshem. And even the Chayyadim, he doesn't say there's an obligation to say Mart HaGeshem, he just says that it's permitted to say Mart HaGeshem if someone in a silent Musaf said it out loud. The Ramah adds, "V'yesh oimen." Some say, "Shekodim shemaschilim musaf." Before musaf begins, "Machris hashamish mashiv ruach v'chulu." The shamish will announce mashiv ruach. Kedei shehatzibu yaskir b'tfilason. In order for the tzibur to remember to say it in their davening, v'chein oimen. That is the minik. Hilkach. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch continues, "Af imhu choyle o onus." If a person was sick or just couldn't come to shul for whatever reason. He should not daven before the tzibur davens. Lefisha also lahaskir at sheyom shliach tzibur, because it's forbidden to say mar hageshem before the shliach tzibur says. Avlem yodeya shehichu shliach tzibur. But if he knows that the shliach tzibur announced it, afal pishu lo shama, even though he did not hear the announcement, masker, then he could say it in his musaf. Umitamzen, for this reason, habolag beis haknesses, if someone comes to shul late, the tzibur began to daven. Yispal v'yaskir, he can daven his musaf and say mar hageshem. Afal pish lo shama mishiach tzibur, even though he did not hear the announcement of the shiach tzibur, since he knows the announcement was made. So once he knows the announcement was made, at that point he would be allowed to say mar hageshem in his silent musaf. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Karn Hey. V'yesh oyim shakarin v'chulu. Some say that before the beginning of musaf, the shamish announces Mort HaGeshem. To so for her. This is a mistake. For Tzorech Loimar, and it should say, Perush, Shekoidim, Ve'en Kamachlokas Kal. Instead of Ve'yesh Oimim Shekoidim, some say that before he begins Musaf, it should say Perush, meaning to say, before he begins Musaf, the Shamish announces, there's no Machlokas. Whether Sheikh Sibra announced it, or the Gabi announced it, there's no disagreement between the Mechaber Ramah. Either way, the tzibur doesn't say Mor HaGeshem until the announcement is made. Sefkat Vav, Mashav Ruach V'chulu, V'ayim B'chai Odom, Shehiz here, if you look at Chai Odom, he warns, Sholasas Kamo Shanoag, and not to do the common practice, Shemachriz and Rak, Mashav Ruach, they make an announcement, just the words, Mashav Ruach. Shezelo Nikr HaChroz, that's not an announcement. Shai B'yesh M'koymis Oymim Gam B'kayis Mashav Ruach, because there are places who say in the summertime also Mashav Ruach. El Yisayim and Morat HaGeshem. He has to conclude Morat HaGeshem. There are places in the psalm that say Mashav Ruach and Morat HaTol. So that's not enough to say the words Mashav Ruach. He's got to make the full announcement. Mashav Ruach u'Morat HaGeshem. Sifkon Zayin. Af imhu. Therefore, if a person is ill and can't come to shul, perish. Dim ein uchol, if he's not ill, b'chol hashana also lahakna tfilos latzibur, all year long, one should not daven before the tzibur davens. K'mo shekosef simen tzadi, as we write in simen tzadi. Sifkan ches, lo yakdim, he should not begin his tfila before the tzibur. V'afilu imhu mispal b'veso, even if he davens at home. Also lahaskir koidu shespal hatzibur. He cannot say mor hageshem in his musaf before the tzibur does. V'lechein, therefore, b'nei hayishuvim, keshem mispalim below minyan, people who live outside of the cities, and there's no minyan, yamtinu b'shmini atzeres min hispalim musaf, they should wait on shmini atzeres, and they shouldn't daven musaf right away. At samach l'sof sheishos, they should wait until close to chatzos, to bevade lo ye'achu hatzibur yoyisim hispal hamusaf, because certainly the tzibur didn't wait that long to daven musaf, v'az yispalim musaf v'yom mashav ruch, then they could daven musaf and say mashav ruch amor d'geshem, because they're certain that the tzibur already had the announcement and daven Morat HaGeshem. Sifkan tes, afal pi shahu, even if he didn't hear from the Shliach Tzibur, if he knows the announcement was made, he would say Morat HaGeshem in his Musaf. Demistam hichuiz kvar. When he sees everyone davening Musaf, the silent Musaf, he can assume that the announcement was made beforehand. So the Be'er Loch has a fascinating problem. Lo yakdin. Choylo onus shouldn't daven before the Tzibur. Mistapakna, I have a question. What happens if the shul has more than one minyan? And the early minyan daven vasikin. Of course, they announce Mashav Ruach before Musaf. So now, does that help for the second minyan? That a yochid could be makdim and say Mashav Ruach Medageshem before hearing the hachwaza? Because there already was a minyan that made the hachwaza. The ein lomar, and don't say the kim the ishefse called kachla miki hachwaza, since there's a separation that's not called the hachwaza. It's not true. The heavy rush b'shem bebenu amram daskor the musaf mal sa mincha announcing by musaf hal sa mincha ayin sham b'rosh v'lo poligal ibsur v'sur. It doesn't argue this far because the pasuk of musaf gimel the musaf simul and musaf gimel the after perhaps the kivin di minyan achu, since it's a different minyan the gam the halab shachris yisterach l'mashav ruach l'chori when he damit shachris he's going to say mashav ruach l'gashon akein lo mahayis that feels musaf. So how can it be that their hachroz to help for his musaf if it's not helping for a shachris? Mm-hmm. This is also an issue based on the Ramad that the tzibur will still say mashav on the Geshem in the Sash on the Esrei on Musaf and Pesach. They didn't hear Shech Tzibur, leave it out. The Pasuk Lomer to stop saying mashav Ruach. In the Oysa, basically, that's the minyan of Yishan. Let's say there's an early minyan. Once in that shul. Does that help? So now when I daven Musaf, is that enough that I should not say Mashav Ruach and Musaf because there was an early minyan where they already daven Tefillas Tal? Tzarechin. Al kein nira, listen to this. Shetov li zaher shalasas minyan v'yisham v'zkenes v'yandav v'yisham Pesach. Don't let there be another minyan in shul in Pesach. If there's an early minyan in the base medrash, now you don't know what's going to be by the second minyan. Do you or don't you say Mashav Ruach in your Musaf? Don't let there be an early minyan. That's the Maisa.
So there should not be two minyan.
That's the Maisa.
What do they do?
So he says, they're not after me in one shul.